We're here at the American Coalition for Ethanol's 27th annual conference in Minneapolis. With me is Ron Alverson of Dakota Ethanol, who's president of ACE. And Ron, what do you think about this year's conference?
Oh, I think it's going really nice. Beautiful facility here in downtown Minneapolis, and well attended, and beautiful weather, and a great lineup of speakers.
What would you say about the mood of the people here?
You know, I think really positive in the ethanol industry today. We've had some, unfortunately, part of our success now is because corn prices went down a lot. But we're very competitive now compared to gasoline, and I think we're building new markets because of that.
Well, so far, one of the things that you did when you kicked off the conference was give out a special award to Bill Kowser. Tell me why you gave Bill that award.
Oh, gosh. It was such an easy choice. You know, as I mentioned in my remarks when I gave the award to Bill, I haven't known him for a real long time, but he immediately struck me as a very passionate advocate for agriculture and ethanol both. And then when you look at the track record and all the things he's done, it was a very easy choice.
He's a great guy. Well, so far this morning, we've heard a lot of stuff so far, but I wanted to get your comments on the EPA official that we had here talking about the RFS and what they're trying to do with it. What was your reaction to his remarks and the status that we are right now, still awaiting the volume obligations for the 2014 RFS?
Hey, well, you know, Paul has been a really good friend to ethanol. He's works hard over there, and you know, one thing that I took home from his talk this morning is they're very much confined to the statutes. You know, they several questions were posed after he talked, and Paul, you could tell that there's frustration within the EPA. You know, they get accused of doing a lot of things that they're really not doing. They're just following the statute of the law, and if we want some of these changes to get done, we really got to go back further than the EPA and change the statutes, make new legislation or whatever. So.
Well, and as Brian commented, it's not about the numbers, it's about the methodology. And I think that's what they're considering right now with the some hundreds of thousands of comments that they got on the RFS volume obligations proposal.
Yeah, I think that's very true. We're really grateful to have that. The process to be able to comment on that and to put in our 2 cents worth, and I think they're listening to us. So I anticipate a relatively good ruling to come forward here, and hopefully we can continue to work together to even make it better in the future. So,
well, you're going to be on a panel this afternoon with some of your fellow plant owners, and really we're talking about the future, where we're going in the future with ethanol. Tell me about some of the things you're going to be talking about there.
You know, one thing struck me this morning when Dean Drake was talking. He made the statement that the invisible hand of the market has created a green thumb. So I thought that was a really cool statement, because I think that's really happening quickly out in our ethanol plants. We're all forced to drive down our energy use and make it more efficient, get more gallons per bushel out of each bushel that we bring into the plant. And that's making us a lot greener, and that's going to make us look better to the environmentalists. It's going to help us tap low-carbon fuel markets. So I really, really like what we're seeing there. And the innovators panel will all talk about the things that they're doing to increase efficiency and reduce energy use and become more green.
Another thing that he said that I took home was that ethanol studies have an expiration date like milk, and that anything before 2012 is really no good anymore, and that's because of all the innovations that you're making at the plants.
Very true. You know, when the life cycle greenhouse gas emissions were determined for biofuels, as you recall, it was back in 2008, and it was required as ESA, the Energy Security Independence Act, and they were under the gun to get that done really quick. So they did the literature searches and determined the life cycles of all those biofuels. And it turns out that, you know, things have changed a lot since 2008. And not only that, they overlooked some things that really kind of constricted the true benefits of the reduction in greenhouse gases from corn ethanol in particular. So no doubt about it, Cindy, when we get new science is on our side. Greenhouse gas emissions from biofuels are going down. Greenhouse gas emissions from petroleum fuels are going up. So
Well, another thing Brian talked about, you said science is on our side, facts are on our side, but really that's not what's driving the conversation with ethanol. Unfortunately, it's really emotion. This new campaign, the new website, the new videos, Power by the People, you're trying to get more of an emotional connection with people, right?
Oh, you know what? I'm a statistics and facts geek, and I have a hard time going for this, but, you know, I clearly, you know, the professionals in the industry say we need to reach out and touch the emotion of people's and of other people, and I think they're right. We need to work on that.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add, Ron?
Oh, well, thanks for coming, Cindy, and hope you have a good conference.
Well, I hope you do, too. It's a pleasure to be here at the American Coalition for Ethanol Conference in Minneapolis. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.